Blog Talk Radio.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood, 1930. The Warner Brothers Studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rattery with your host, the co-host Psycho Killer. So far, so good. Everything seems to be running a little bit better tonight up on JR, like last night and the night before.
And but, at least the stupid thing didn't pop up tonight.
Well, that's what I meant. Everything seems to be working better. But we got a 928 with us. 928, what's good with us?
Speedy.
Why are you calling from a different number?
Huh?
Wait, it's who?
My name is Speedy. They call me Speedy.
What's good? Welcome to JR.
What's up?
You got anything you want to hear?
Anything. This is the first time calling, so...
Well, that's what's up.
I was supposed to call a while back, but I wasn't able to.
Nah, it's all good. Let's see. Yeah, so Chris, I'm thinking we should wait till Ghetto G calls in to play that certain track just for him.
Exactly, and if he calls in after you're gone and I'm taking control over, I'll still play it for him.
Sounds good to me. Man, I wonder why the hell he's so obsessed with that damn fucking theme.
I mean, I'm at the point where it's like, oh, great, people are probably still going to be doing that stupid thing by the time he gets that pay-per-view in July. But, I mean, if they are still doing it, I'll be like, this shit is gay, and I'm not going to put that song on the soundboard. I'm kind of sick of it, too.
I think it's funny how people start doing the whole Fandango and bullshit. But yeah, tonight on SmackDown, he still gets booed.
Well, I think that just kind of proves that it's not fully over, and it was only that crowd.
Yeah, it could have been. But
and
you know
next
what?
Week we can throw that away because they're back in England, which is half that crowd again.
They didn't do it in England.
Well, still, there were a lot of people from England who were over. You know what I mean?
guess. But let's go with some Jump Steady. Master of the Flying Guillotine.
Attack the barricade with my bloody double blade. That soldier stand is made at a warrior unafraid. Cause I'm fortified to do or die on the battlefield. How you feel when 5 feet of steel is revealed? Death to find a price to pay for those who try to run away. You wanna win, best begin trying to be my protege. While the sun sets, the soul slip away to where the captain ground is, where the body slept while the mothers wept. Ninjas on a deadly creep trying to kill me in my sleep. Got a trophy shelf upon which the hooded heads I keep. Master of the deadly style, put your body in a pile. Ain't been seen in a while, but your family's in denial. 18 boot attack, better watch your crooked back. Cause a counterattack, you just kinda lack the knack for that. Only one shall remain upon the other's death will claim. Feel the pain, his clothes are stained by the bloody rain.
Guillotine master, chop.
When my tiger palm shreds the bodies to smithereens, pop goes the weasel when the weasel goes pop. Then from up top to see your headless body flip flop. 36 chamber of death, don't try to steal your breath, but I pass every step as I face the deadly test. Meditate for 5 years on my blade in a cave to calm my inner rage that's filled many graves. Upon the crow's curse, I lay my opponents in a hearse as I immerse in this verse, causing you to hit reverse. Your life's a crapshoot, and look who's holding loaded dice. You ready to battle me within this burning paradise? The battlescape is ablaze as you're standing there, amazed of a lone figure emerging from the smoke. Where you gaze, you feel a wave of dread hitching like a comic tide. Cause Mr. Hyde ain't even close to my dark side.
Before the show started, I figured, you know what, I'd test that out and see what the hell it was. What? I have a good idea.
Oh, great.
I'm going to keep the same title of it, but exactly. I'm going to change it to something different.
What are you going to change it to? Your theme song?
I'll figure something out here. But y'all gotta say, yo, Teddy fucking old school psychopathic, man, like fucking. Jump City is definitely a dope motherfucking, like, you know, like, I love his fucking tracks. Always have, always will.
Yep.
But, did somebody fall asleep on us?
The new caller might have.
Nope.
Okay, just making sure. Because you're breathing like you fell asleep.
Is that better?
Yeah,
I'm a little sick.
Nah, that's all good. So, Chris, did you hear they finally caught the douchebag?
I heard. I've been watching CNN all day, basically, when I wasn't out.
Well, I didn't hear about this until I came home. I saw the news for a little bit, and I was like, fuck this. I came upstairs and I started watching SmackDown.
I mean, I kind of wasn't, you know, here until, like, back to, like, you know, 9 p.m. or whatever. And then, because, you know, that's what was on the TV. That's, like, right when apparently they caught him or something. Because that was what the headline was.
Yeah, they're going to fucking milk this shit out of it. They did the fucking shit that happened up in at the fucking school. They're just going to keep milking it and milking it and milking it.
Yep. I mean, I'm just happy that they caught him because I do have a sister who lives in Boston, and, you know, the fact they were totally on lockdown, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What about him?
So that she can get out.
Adam, what's going on, man?
Not much, Juggalo. Just kicking around, waiting for food stamps to come on for me.
That won't be till like 12 a.m.
I don't know. Stop it. What's going on with you guys tonight?
Shit, tired as a motherfucker.
Hey, Abby, if you want to, like, go to bed earlier and whatnot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, no, it won't be as quick calling back in because I'm using a different phone.
Well, yeah, but, hold on, I'm updating this fucking shit.
Okay.
Why can't we go with Gold Dust? Yeah. Or Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And it's fucking raining. Let's see.
Did I hear you guys say they caught that little terrorist dude? That little terrorist boy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, last time I knew, I was watching the special report, and they shot up the boat, and that was the last thing I heard.
What do you hear, bud?
I could only guess. Do you know if they took him alive, or if he was dead?
He's alive.
No way, dude.
They only shot the boat with gasoline. Or, like, you know, sleeping gas, something like that.
Oh. Dude, that's kind of... That kid's going to have a bad life, dude.
I think they probably did the smarter move besides killing him because with the sleeping gas, then they, you know, got him and they can question him to figure out, you know, exactly what happened.
Haven't yet.
And, I mean, if he started something that... bigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll find out.
Yeah, like the retort brigade. But Chris, go ahead and refresh your soundboard.
Okay. Now I wait for everything to freeze.
I changed it.
I'm most definitely down with some jump steady, man.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, yeah, they brought him back and they put him fucking legs diamond, but I think they would have been better off just putting him by himself.
Wait, hold up. Jump steady is legs diamond.
He's with legs diamond.
Oh, like in a group?
Yeah.
I did not know that, dude.
Yeah, it's legs diamond, jump steady, and sugar slam.
Whoa. So ridiculously fucking wicked fresh, dude. It's no fuck.
No.
Sugar Slam's been around. Sugar Slam's been kicking around quite a long time.
No, dude. The stuff with Legs Diamond sucks ass. I cannot lie, it sucks.
Like Legs Diamond or just Jump City shit with Legs Diamond?
Jump City and fucking Sugar Slam set with fucking Legs Diamond, it just sucks.
Well, I mean, usually everybody's first album kind of bombs out. You know, Twisted rocked that fucking most tasteless. But I mean, it, you know, Blaze killed fucking One Last G and the Colton. Actually, his first EP, the Blaze Your Dead Homie EP, was fucking fresh too. But you know, a lot of artists that come out with, you know, wickedly kicking, their first album really isn't the greatest. The great, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
I mean, I'll agree with that because, like, if you look at artists like Tech N9ne or something like that, I mean, I don't even know what his first album was besides the stuff that, you know, got pushed out, you know, through Strange. I mean, but I know he had a lot before that too.
Yeah.
But I mean, he improves, like, each album, but it kind of depends, like, what style he's trying to go for. I mean, he's going more mainstream, and I won't say it's really an improvement, but he still kills his verses.
But, no, his first shit was, Calm Before the Storm, and The Worst. Calm Before the Storm was just terrible.
Dude, I loved The Calm. I loved it.
No, not The Calm. The Calm Before the Storm of Tech N9ne.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't think I've heard that one.
Feel Blood. It was just horrible.
And actually, even before that stuff, there was some 57 RDV CDs, if I'm right.
I believe so.
Yeah, see, Tech N9ne's the kind of artist, that's why, he, you know, he's on his own separate thing, you know, that's why he keeps himself separate. He's the kind of artist, like, he delves more into a lot more the mainstream. He's underground as shit, but he delves more into the mainstream rap style, and when people do that, they end up making a lot of mixtapes and a lot of fucking extra CDs that, you know, just hear what I just put down today, or, you know, yeah, hear what I put down today, and some people are going to think it's fresh, some people are not, but, you know, it's kind of, I like Tech, man. Don't get me wrong, I love Tech N9ne, man. It's just, when I'm kicking wicked shit, I've got one handful of fucking music, and then when I'm kicking other kind of music, I got a whole other handful of music, and Tech N9ne kind of delves into a little bit of both for me. But I can understand, because a lot of rap artists who spit fast, like, they repeat themselves in a lot of different songs for good reason, I like to think, but if they took a little bit more time, they probably wouldn't just repeat themselves. They'd evolve that flow and that style that they're using over and over, it evolved at a different level, I think. But he's always talking about Caribou Lou.
Yeah.
I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. I love beer. I'll take some shots with a couple good few homies, man. Get me on a ready night. We'll take some shots down. But, you know, I guess that's where I stand. It's like, wicked shit to me is wicked shit. Tech N9ne kind of jumps in between both for me, so it's kind of a good level, and at the same time, it brings up a lot of arguments between friends. You don't hate on my wicked shit. You don't hate on Tech N9ne for me, so my homies are hating. It's like, you guys ain't hate. You know, I ain't saying you got, fuck it. I ain't saying you guys, you know. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I've heard a lot of people be like, Tech N9ne fucking sucks, and then 3 CDs later, they're like, fuck yeah, dude. Tech N9ne's fucking shit.
Well, I mean, the one thing I can give Tech, no matter what people say, is that he can at least go to all different kinds of fan bases. He doesn't just stick with one style, because he adapts.
Yeah.
I mean, I may hate his collab with Lil Wayne because it has that gay artist on there, but still, I mean, he killed his verse for that track.
Exactly.
It was one track, right? They did one track on Wayne's album and one track on Tech N9ne's album, right?
Yeah.
I believe so. I didn't pay attention to Wayne's album because he doesn't even know how to write his own lyrics.
True.
See, the gonorrhea thing, man, that just got me turned off to a different extent, man. I don't want your gonorrhea. I kind of laughed at it, but it's not my thing.
But
I
think it's time we play the track that I tried going to last night, but couldn't really get to it. That is the show because they were fucking up so bad. So here we go with Becky G. Becky from the Block.
Children growing, women choosing, men go working, some do steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
To the top, I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I wanna lie. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I wanna lie. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Yo, first grade, Oak Street Elementary, a few blocks from the Inglewood Cemetery. I lived through hard times according to my memory. Then I learned to rhyme like I'm reading out the dictionary. I still walk to the Kelso Market, even though I get to walk them red carpets. My family lived in my grandpa's garage, so I started working just to help out my pops. It all started when my grandpa crossed over. Now one day I'ma be a crossover. Right now it's just, who is that girl? But one day I'ma be all around the world. Still get grounded, always stay grounded. Still do chores even when I'm on tour. One thing for sure, I'ma always be me. That West Side, Becky G. Stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I wanna lie. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I wanna lie. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Yo, what you know about the in and out line? And what you know about that 405 drive? My life is changing quickly right before my eyes. It hits me every time that I'm on Hollywood and Vine. If you wanna date me, you gotta ask my daddy. And my 30 uncles, you can meet them in an alley. And one day, I'ma bring home a Grammy. But no matter what, I'll be bringing home Randy's. Donuts, so what? Holler when you see me. I'm still the same beat, even when I'm on TV. They rockin' J's with my diamonds and pearls. You can take me out the hood, but not the hood out of the girl. Yes, I love sushi, love my calamari. But ain't no better chef than my very own mommy. If you can't catch me roaming in my barrio, I'm with my listas, praying the rosario. To the top, I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I wanna lie. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I wanna lie. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I wanna lie.
No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Inglewood, Kelly girl for life. Shout out to Jennifer Lopez. Latino stand up. West side.
Hey, we're back. What up, Ghetto?
Man, I swear to God, every time I tune in, that song's playing.
And we got Big Homie, man. How's the payphone? And by the way, y'all, we got a new listener tonight. It's going to take me a while to remember her name, but yeah.
Speedy.
Who was it, Dee Dee?
Speedy, like Speedy Gonzalez.
Okay.
Speedy Chick.
Well, what's going on with you?
Not much.
Nothing going on this Friday?
Huh?
What?
God damn it, who the fuck's talking over me?
Nobody was talking over you.
Shut up, big homie. I saw this picture of you the other day, except you were a midget.
I'm only 4'11", so that kind of, that's
messed
up. Anyway, I'm just joking.
I'm just saying, I saw this picture that kind of looked like him, except it was a midget.
No, I'm 5'11".
I'm only 4'11".
Well, obviously it wasn't a picture of you. I'm just saying, it kind of looked like you.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait. Speedy, did you say you're only 4'11"?
Speedy is only 4'11".
Thank God I'm not the midget of the show tonight.
Okay, who's that? You sound familiar.
Probably.
Who are you?
Wait, what do you mean probably?
Who?
Havoc.
Havoc? Okay. I may know you from somewhere else.
Say what?
So Doug the Bounty Hunter has a new show coming out.
No shit, Sherlock. Coming up this
year. What's that called? What's that called? Doug the Bounty Hunter. The racist.
That sounds like a... Let's borrow Victoria's word. Legit show.
And his wife... His meth addict wrestling wife. She looks like a fucking wrestler.
It's not no wrestler, mate. I think you're thinking of Hulk Hogan's wife.
One of those old wrestlers.
Yeah, I think it's funny how the new series is giving you up on CMT, a fucking country station.
What the hell? What is the show exactly?
He's not country. He's from Dog and Beth.
It's called Dog and Beth on the Hunt.
Isn't that the same
what
thing
the
as the last
fuck
show?
This time they'll be visiting bail bond agencies that are failing miserably and giving them advice on how to turn the business around.
That's stupid. That's gonna fail.
I don't even know why she's on there. She's a fucking cop. She works for the police station out here in Broward County.
Who, Beth?
Yeah.
She's not a cop.
Yeah, she is. Unless she quit.
Hey, homie, you know what bounty hunters are, right? They're about everything and their mother too. Bounty hunters, man, are like ninjas. They're like incognito, dude. They're working at a store. The next day, I met a bounty hunter at the gathering, a juggalette with a juggalette daughter. She wanted to hook me up with her daughter. I was like, dude, you're a bounty hunter. I'm going to get my ass kicked, dude.
I don't know if she still is or, you know what I mean, she used to be, but she used to work for the police station out here in Florida.
Okay.
Well, thanks for that tidbit, Big Homie.
Yeah, thanks for that useless nonsense right there.
So if we play this, will they come?
Yes.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Who's the dark
part? And they will come.
Para toda mi gente mexicana, todo mi latino, es hora de cambio. Ha llegado el momento de la batalla, de la guerra. Van a cambiar las cosas.
Gringo, inside. Yo soy la P.E. working for me, so you don't wanna get on my bad side, cause everyone looks Latino. You ain't never heard nothing like this. Take a look around, my man, I have built this. You tryna kill my spirit, I like Mr. Nesto. Twin people, little, keep the world on the west, so take them up, beat them up, change the climate. I'm all bloody and sweaty, but no retirement. All I wanna hear from you is dead silence. But the Weaver fam, no doubt, it gets violent. Batallando cada día, batallando día y noche, para cambiar lo que está pasando aquí. Va a llegar un día cuando el gringo ya no va a mandar el
tiempo. In time, you're gonna be working for me, so come on. You don't wanna get on my bad side. I'm running high-blooded Latino.
Latino.
Gringo. In time.
In time,
you're gonna be working for me, so you don't wanna get on my bad side. Cause everybody loves Latino. So now you wanna tell me I can mow your lawn. Then I can pick your fruit and fight your wars. Slap in the face like a political whore. But see, I had it up to here, kick in the front door. The family tree been hacked on for years. A whole lot of blood, pain, sweat, and tears. Me, I'm everything and I'm doing it right. But I can flip it up, break you on stereotype. Esto pa' mi gente de aquí pa' allá. Batallando como siempre, ya basta ya. Soldados para enfrente, esto es guerra. And when it all goes down, lo que será, será.
Yeah, by the way, Gitto, I fell in that truck.
Who is that?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Why the fuck you add that, Gitto? That shit's weird.
I didn't add
you
that.
Wrong?
Yeah, you did.
You know?
That was old school shit. I remember hearing that before, man, whether it was Juggalo or not.
I don't,
man,
how did I add that if I don't even know what it is?
I'm sorry, but that was just garbage.
I'm still not seeing what's funny here.
Well,
let's just say he figured out what it originally was.
Well, whoever that was rapping is garbage and shouldn't rap anymore.
Well, that's all right, Havoc. I'll just put it on there again.
What's your obsession with that damn song?
Come on, who would have thought you idiots would find it today?
Havoc.
I literally just put that up there a few hours ago.
Yeah, you see, Gitto, yes, since we were having problems with the show last night, I decided to test it all out, make sure it works, and I went for that track specifically because I knew it was either you or Chris that put it up on there.
Oh yeah, and what made you want to go down to the P's?
Because of the fact I saw play this and they will come in the fucking ad / edit the fucking archives shit.
And this motherfucker is stalking that shit, man. He doesn't trust people.
Wait. Yo, it's been a long fucking time. What's going on there, Prophecy?
Same old shit, different toilet, brother. How you been?
I've been good, man. Been working.
Yeah, same with me, man. Just trying to do this music shit and working as hard as I can. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I'd say the show's grown, but not really too much.
Word. That's what's up. I mean, I try, every time I see your post, I'll be trying to come in, but man, I'd be really busy lately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, fuck, man, like, we were supposed to have 2 interviews this week, but, unfortunately, you know, both kind of failed.
Yeah, word. Who were you supposed to interview?
We were supposed to have Slane, but, you know, since, like, you know, his family was involved in it, and the Boston fucking bombing, he couldn't show up. And then we were supposed to have Relic and, Relic and Body Hunter, but Relic's aunt passed away last night. Like, when he found out that his aunt passed away yesterday. So, for Relic, we just like, and Body Hunter, we just rescheduled for May 10th.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, it's not what's up, but I'm glad you rescheduled your interview and shit like that. Yeah, man, it's been a while since I've been up with him. It's probably about a year or more.
Yeah, about there. I think the only person that's still the same up on here would be Ghetto G.
Definitely Ghetto G's still here. I know that voice. Shit. Yeah.
Now we just have Chris and Big Homie.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Big Homie has fucking payphones. Please deposit 50 more cents.
Actually, I have a
to be unmuted.
I have no payphone no more.
Oh, you traded it in.
Yeah, I traded it in.
Wow.
Wait. You traded it in for the first ever cell phone.
Oh, wow, that's real big.
I traded it in for the brick.
Yeah, the only cell phone you can knock somebody out with.
Please deposit $50 more.
Yeah, I can't believe they actually showing nipples in this movie.
Oh, fuck.
First time seeing nipples?
No, on television. I'm talking about, like, wow. Because I'm watching some crazy movie on BBC America. That one movie with the natives, with the Mayans and all that other crazy shit.
Oh yeah. The one with the Mayans.
They make him some of the dumb shit. Fuck that.
Oh, the Mayan nipples, yes.
See, the Mayan nipples. I like nipples.
So bad.
I'm from a Mayan, African, American. God damn it. We go Russian, Latino. I love nipples. We're not talking about nipples right now. I heard nipples and I went off. I heard nipples and I started going crazy. My bad. That's like a serious conversation.
Anyways.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about nipples? What do you want to talk about?
What do you want? You don't want to talk about nipples? The areolas.
I'm good.
There we go. Hit that track.
Areolas, AK areolas, like small areolas. It don't matter what kind of areolas it is, as long as the nipple in the middle looks good. Yo, I seen a picture of a nipple the other day. It looked like a fucking pacifier. That bitch was so big, I couldn't do it. Yo, so my boy showed me at work. I said, yo, that was like a fucking pacifier. I'd be sucking that bitch. I swear to God, that shit was crazy, man.
Go figure, when Gilly G wants to play that track, you may got it up on the soundboard.
Of course not.
Man, I can play it for you right now in the background.
There it is.
Yeah, man, we can play it right now. I got it on the iPhone. Hey, I have my iTunes up too. God damn it.
See, man, he was just listening to that song before he tuned in here.
Yeah, he was singing
that song before he tuned in.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. It's fucking areolas, son. Come on, son. You know what really fucked me up, man? Hot out, son. Keep it real.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto, our boy forget me up. He decided to re-add me again, even though he never deleted his profile.
Who's that?
Mr. Psychopathic.
Yeah, that dude was still around.
Yeah, he's still around, but yet he made it a second profile with the same damn name.
I don't know. Ever since he knocked that girl up, I don't know. He hasn't really been around.
Oh, shit. Got them responsibilities.
How cool.
I don't know. Some junkie.
Somebody's TV is loud.
They win Grammys and they get you mad ass, B.
Oh, they fucking...
I got some ass from her and her friend.
Wait, careful. You know, we might offend Big Homie here by playing Tech 9.
Yeah, I'm out there, yo. You got really quiet. My phone cut out?
Oh, sorry, man. I was listening to the song.
Oh, I could turn it up. I mean, I thought you guys couldn't hear it. If I knew you guys can hear it, I'll play it. I'll turn it up. I'd turn it down so you guys keep talking. Oh, my bad. Well, let's get it popping, man. That's your game off his shoulder. And if you want to, as long as you let me, so I can touch your titties, tasty. Oh, man. The best verse is fucking Mac Dilla, though. I'm like, damn. I do reggae music, but I listen to everything. God damn it.
We all know who Big Pun is.
Yeah, come on, son. We everybody. Oh, shit. What the fuck?
You don't know who Big Pun is. You should be shot in the head. I said, if you don't know who Big Pun is, you should probably be shot in the head.
Yeah, he should be.
Exactly.
Music and I keep putting music on. I tell you, I'm a DJ right now. I don't mean to intrude on your show. It's been a while. I haven't been a guest host in a long time. I tell you, that's what I'm doing right now. My bad, man.
I think nothing else going on.
I said I've been drinking, so I've been wilding out. Don't mind me. from goddamn alcohol, man. Captain Morgan is my best friend. Me and a bottle of Captain can drink. I can drink the whole thing. He leads me to places I never want to go again. Oh man,
he's over there posing just like him right now.
Yeah, see, you already know. Get a freaking one leg, call it Captain Morgan. What? Shit. Oh man, yeah, don't mind me.
Hey, good on a good note, man. At least we know we're still on for Liquid Assassin coming up this Wednesday.
There you go. Finally, something's going to happen.
Yeah. And it's an interview that even Ghetto G wants to be a part of.
Yeah, unlike that one yesterday. But but then nothing happened yesterday.
Well, that's not true. Something happened, Ghetto. We ended the show early.
Oh, wait, so there was actually a show going. How long did it go for?
Like 30 minutes.
Damn. I wasn't tuning in until like midnight.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, unfortunately, fucking Blogger was having some technical difficulties.
The funny thing was I pressed end show around 30, and it took like 35 to end the fucking show.
Now, was that your phone or was that Blog Talk?
That was Blog Talk. On the computer.
Because, doesn't your phone suck where you were yesterday?
I was using my sister's home phone, which I'm still at her house.
Jeez, he's still there.
I'm there for Sunday.
Muted.
Muted?
There you have it.
That's
why
I am muted. That's why it took me a minute.
Why were you muted?
I've got the water running.
What are you doing?
Taking
a nice bath while we were listening to Areolas.
Hey, yo, how long are you going to be on here till? Until like 1 or what?
Well, I'll be here till 12, and then Chris is taking over at 12.
Oh, word. Yeah, because my phone's ready to die. I'm ready to call. I'll call back in a little bit, though.
All right, man.
All right, yo.
Peace.
All right, peace.
Late.
Peace. Where's Adam at? There he is, motherfucker. Adam was the only one keeping me entertained last night when I was trying to get fucking people to talk because I was so fucking bored.
Yeah, we don't get a Jesus needs more babies for his war machine.
Yes, and Jesus also loves porn stars.
Of course.
But speaking of which, here we go, butcher babies.
We're talking about it. And we're back.
No, we're not. Everybody's so fucking quiet.
Hello.
Hey, Havoc, man, could you hit me with a little intelligence?
Oh, man, I don't know about that one.
Did you say intelligence? You're gonna need a double dose of that.
Maybe even a triple.
Well, I ain't gonna argue with that. Becky G. Now, is she the same girl who sings, who raps that song there? I seen it on the fucking TV last night. I was watching it, fucking Views or something, and I seen her. Well, I think I seen her. She got that. She only got one voice. There's only one girl who sounds like that, and it's Becky G, I think. What the fuck is it? It goes, so you say you the gangsta, but you ain't popping nothing. Yeah, so you
what are you saying, man?
How the fuck did it go, man? I'm trying. I had that shit running through my head all day today. Damn it.
If you're talking about the girl that's in the song with Cher Lloyd, then yes, you would be correct. If not, then I don't know what you're talking about.
It was just her solo. So you say you's a gangsta, but that don't impress me none. Yeah, you say you's a gangsta, but you ain't popping nothing.
Man, ain't that like 50 Cent? Like, what are you doing?
It does sound like
50 Cent. It is. It's almost like a cover. Which that's why I'm asking. Jennifer Lopez cover that she did right there ain't the first cover that she did, if that's her. Which
Jennifer Lopez,
got one.
She covered Wangster?
What?
Oh, no, my God.
Last track. The Becky G track we just listened to, Becky from the Block.
Okay,
well, I think she covered that 50 Cent song on her own.
That's her own not.
No,
I don't
fucking dope, dude. It was so dope.
I don't think she did. I think you think about somebody else there, big homie. I mean, Adam.
Big homie.
No, man, I don't know. Cause she only got that one. She's the only rapper I've ever heard who bites her lip when she raps. She rubs her lips when she raps. It's fucking dope. It's like spitting bullets.
Whoa. She rubs her lips when she raps?
She's got that Latino, like, motherfucking hard-ass fucking rap. I can't fucking do it, dude. I'm not Latino. I'm not Becky G. But I can't do it. I sure hope
you're not Becky G.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you send somebody this video that you've seen? Find it and send it to somebody.
Okay, I'm going to try, but that's going to answer my question then, because I didn't know if it was Becky G or not. I couldn't figure out who the girl was. On Fuse, they don't tell you who the fuck is singing on TV. They just put the fucking video on.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, find it, and we'll let you know.
Yeah.
All right. I'll send it. We'll excuse my language.
Because I am absolutely clueless on that.
I think we all are.
I am too.
Because to my knowledge, he's telling me that Becky G covered Wangster. That's what I'm getting.
Well, it's got nothing to do with that track at all. Like, she's all sitting there talking about how her dad was a hard ass on her, and how she was like fucking making food, and it was harsh as fuck to make that food. Like, that food was just harsh as fuck. It was like nasty food almost.
That doesn't sound like the type of music that girl would make, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she was saying. She's like, you know, so you say you's a gangster, but that don't impress me none.
You never pop none.
She's only one girl I've ever seen rap like that. Like, with that fucking rubbing her lip on her teeth fucking.
You run around with the guns the size of Little Bow Wow.
What the fuck? I'm gonna figure it out, cause that girl Becky G's Latino, right?
Yeah, she's Mexican.
She's a Mexican. Yeah, yeah, it's gotta be
yeah.
the same girl.
Yeah.
Gotta be the same fucking girl.
Well, if not, then we found somebody new.
Yeah.
Mother, congratulations, Adam, for watching TV late at night.
And not paying enough attention to read the artist's name on the track that's playing.
Well, yeah, because Fuse don't fucking tell you. They just put the video on. It's not
damn
like they
you,
pop,
Fuse.
You know. Yeah, fuck you, Fuse. I'm still fucking my Comcast hoodie, too. Fuck you, Comcast hoodie.
Still not quite sure what you mean by that, but like I said last night, at least you didn't fall for Fios.
Does that mean, what does that mean, man? Because I didn't understand that.
That was their whole, you know, commercial and shit because, you know, they want you to fall for Verizon and their shitty service.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the reason why I say I was fucking my Comcast hoodies, because they shut down Comcast.
Whoa, 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 why are you fucking your Comcast?
This guy, all right, this juggalo.
That is
Mike,
perfect. Having the best believe, and he's talking about you fucking your Comcast.
That is worse than Chris fucking his stereo.
Why did I even fuck that thing?
Mike JRB. Mike JRB on fucking Facebook.
Juggalo Riders, bitch.
Damn straight, motherfucker. And he said something like, hey, Comcast just put something up on my TV that they're going to be shut down till 4 a.m.
Fuck the
Comcast.
Fuck?
So he said, fuck Comcast. And so I went on to his post, of course, you know, I like to write on everybody's post as much as I can, even if people don't like it and get pissed off and try to murder me after. X-Nay. I wish we had a bleep button, because I wish I could bleep that out. But anyway, I went on his thing and I said, yeah, I'm going to fuck my Comcast. And then I said, fuck it, I got a Comcast hoodie. I'm going to fuck my Comcast hoodie. And then, you know, kind of just dragged on and on. But, you know, like, that's what, yeah, they're all sitting here, you know, Verizon sucks, buy Comcast. Well, Juggalos Worldwide and people who got Comcast are sitting here saying, fuck Comcast. So I'm fucking my Comcast hoodie until somebody tells me to stop doing it.
On that note, Chris,
this is such a fun conversation.
I know. Play track and we'll switch off.
Yeah. You know what? This track is just for fucking bit for Adam here. It's Big Homie. I'm not big. It's Big B, I should say, not Big Homie. It's called Tweakers. I find it.
Really? You don't even have it ready?
Nope. There you go, Adam. Just for you, Tweakers.
Hey, Tweakers! Stay the fuck away!
Everywhere I go, the Tweakers there. Everywhere I go, the Tweakers there. Don't ask me why, they messing with my heart. Taking up my time, fucking with my mind. Here's a little story that I'd like to tell about all them Tweakers that we know so well. Up for 5 days, running a maze, eyes glazed. Nowadays, it seems everybody knows one. Some dumb fun, sucked up like a skeleton. Tweaked out, freaked out, paranoid, schizo. Always on the go, and it's sad because they were normal not that long ago. Yeah, but things changed, they polluted their brains. Went from recreational use to the full-blown veins. Snorting it, smoking it, shooting it up. However they can get it, they don't give a fuck. Everywhere I go, the Tweakers there. Everywhere I go, the Tweakers there. Don't ask me why, they messing with my heart. Taking up my time, fucking with my mind. But everywhere I go, the Tweakers there. Everywhere I go, the Tweakers there. Hey, Tweakers, leave that shit alone.
It's 3 a.m., they're hanging out at Walmart, looking for something to take apart. They're obsessed with styling guns and Dremel tools. But when you're tweaked out, I guess there ain't no rules. Looking like super chicken, straight scab, picking buzz killers, shit stealers. Full-time teeth grinders, constant reminders of why we need sleep and that the human body wasn't meant to stay up for 2 weeks. Yeah! Talk to a tweaker, they got got it all together. Whatever you can do, they can do, but better. Conspiracy theory, the facts are eerie. I know you're listening, but can you hear me?
Everywhere I go, the streakers there. Everywhere I go, the streakers there. Don't ask me why, they messing with my heart. Taking up my time, fucking with my mind. But anywhere I go, the streakers there. Everywhere I go, the streakers there. Hey, streakers, leave that shit alone.
Hey, Mr. Tweaker, you think you're slick. You broke into my house and stole my shit. You're about to die because of a drug. I'ma put it in your cooler, a 9mm slug.
Let it go again. And they're at it again.
Now Joe was this tweaker that I once knew. He had a friend named Mike that was a tweaker too. I guess you could say they were a tweaker crew. Now Joe had a wife that was sweet and innocent, but became a tweaker too, voila, a tweaker resident. Joe had a brother he invited to stay. He wasn't a tweaker but ended up that way. Now Joe had a small business, but whoever worked for him would soon witness how fucked up speed makes you become. They all tried to quit, but the damage was done. You ask if I got sympathy? Yeah, right. I got none.
Everywhere I go, the streakers there. Everywhere I go, the streakers there. Don't ask me why, they messing with my heart. Taking up my time, fucking with my mind. But anywhere I go, the streakers there. Everywhere I go, the streakers there. Hey, streakers, leave that shit alone.
Customer needs assistance in the automotive department. Yeah, he's a tweaker. What? Did I keep listening up? Hello? Oh, man, I didn't hear me say tweaker.
And we're back. But I think Sonny needs to play quickly before we're 100% back, because he said her name. Okay, now we're 100% back.
I think you just like the noise.
My ears just was raped by a Wookiee.
Well, Abby said her name, so we had to do it.
Well, I guess you could say Adam did it all for the Wookiee.
Yep. Havoc loves those Wookiees.
After that.
Hey, it's 12 o'clock, y'all. It's food stamp time. Let me give you a call. I'll be right back, y'all.
What the hell does that mean?
I have no clue.
You gotta check my stamps, yo.
Don't you get them in, like, the mail or something?
Yeah, I gotta see if I got money on them.
Because it's fucking midnight, man. Like, unless you can call them or something, then I don't see how.
Yeah.
I don't really see the point checking at midnight.
I'm about to walk to the store and get some fucking energy drink.
Walk to the store, sure hope something's open.
Yeah, it's probably like a quarter of a mile away, but I think it's raining, so motherfucker.
Did you say it was 100 miles away?
It's like a quarter of a mile.
Well, have fun walking 100 miles.
Or
see you in 5 years.
Still.
I wouldn't walk 100 miles.
There we go.
God damn it.
Cheap grams of weed that you give to me.
Mr. Sesame Seed. Man, let's play that song. I haven't heard that song in a while.
Oh, what man. The hell is that song?
Okay.
It's Mr. Sesame Seed off of Psychopathics from Outer Space Part 2.
Okay, I'll get to P section, and I'll find
It's what? It's ICP and ABK, right?
Hey, yo, I'll be back.
Well, thank you for answering me. Goodbye.
Psychopathics from Outer Space.
Just put in Mr. Sesame Seed.
Ah. That should be easier. God damn you, search thing taking forever.
Wait, where are you putting it in at?
I'm typing inside the search toolbar.
Man, it's not going to be on the soundboard.
Yeah, you're right.
I can pretty much guarantee that.
Yeah, there's KMK with Planet Seed, House of Metal, Sorrow Seed. It's as long as by that.
Yeah, you're going to have to go on YouTube.
Okay.
But in the meantime, why don't you play something else?
Okay. And how about we play this? What do you look for?
Yeah. You know, all life comes from a seed.
Or not.
And that goes.
Deleted. He was showing these babies getting shit on, like literally poop on babies and shit.
and motherfucking, like, all these disgusting pictures, and he was putting all this shit up. Well, that doesn't, you know, that, putting these pictures up and these Photoshop pictures, you know, that's one thing, dude. But once he pissed me the fuck off with saying that, you know, I just made fun of him, dude, and I probably just, you know, I blocked him anyway for a while because, you know, he's from South Central A, and I don't really want to get fucking shot for that.
The hell kind of people you got on your Facebook, man? What the fuck?
Man, so people got their mind twisted in their holy little ass that they have, and fucking they can't get their head stuck out of each other's fucking asses enough to say, hey, man, I'm thinking for myself for a second. And they have to think for each other while their heads are shoved way up each other's fucking rectums. So it's like, you know, it's hard trying to fight with somebody who thinks that he's part of a fucking clique because, damn it, everybody starts getting involved and saying,
well, there's your first
idiot.
Mistake, man. There's your first mistake. Trying to fight with somebody on the internet.
I was just trying to, I wasn't fighting with him. I was making fun of his ass, and if I made fun of him anymore, I think he probably would have picked up a gun and went off and shot somebody the way he was talking. Because he was like, you know, if you're going to make fun of this 11-year-old girl who hung herself, show respect to the fucking dead. You ain't no juggalo if you don't show respect to the fucking dead. I'll tell you that right now. That's
dude,
it's
a kid. You want him to have respect? Are you serious?
Well, the thing is, you know, Juggalo Handbook. Juggalo Handbook states it itself, you know what I mean? Ain't no Juggalo like circles. And he likes to run in circles. Like, certain people like to run in circles, you know what I mean? And I can give it to him. You're 13 years old, this and that. But if you're gonna sit there and rot in your own filth, go check out 3D Entertainment, you know what I mean? Go check out fucking somewhere else. Yeah, you know, that isn't part of the Juggalo fucking name. You know what I mean? People who represent other things who are Juggalos who aren't the Juggalo fucking name. You know what I mean? Go check out something else that, you know, go check out fucking Uncle, I can't fucking remember his name, damn it. Fuck it. But, you know, that was one thing. Well, anyway, I started getting antagonized. I watched my cousin starting to get bullied up on school. Like, worse, dude. Don't mess with my cousin. You know, don't mess with my name. Don't mess with my eyeballs, dude. Don't mess with me. Let alone, don't mess with my fucking family. Because if you fuck with my family, you fuck it with
me. Did you just say don't mess with your eyeballs?
He did.
Yeah, man. Because if I'm going up on Facebook and I see 46, you know, there was literally 7 people who liked this comment about my fucking, she's a good girl, okay? Like, 7 people, dude, and there was like 36 comments about how much she's going to get her ass kicked, and they're trashing on her. Well, I got on there. I don't give a fuck if you're 18 years old, you're fucking 14 years old, you're fucking 110 years old. I'm going to trash on your ass, dude. Went on there, and I started fucking sounding like an idiot, trashing on these kids and letting them make fun of me, you know what I mean? It's just the way I'm going to be, dude. I'm a motherfucking juggalo. Give a shit whether they laugh or fucking cry or fucking... out.
Yeah, you made a smart decision. Just stay off the internet. You're just going to piss yourself off.
Well, that was besides the point. I think the biggest reason was that, you know, anyway, what I was getting at was when I departed from Facebook for a minute, which I'm going to be departing from Facebook here, I haven't gone on in 24 hours, and I ain't going to be going on for another couple fucking long times. I wanted to put it out
tomorrow.
There. The only question about it, the only time I've ever had an argument after I've turned my back and somebody tried stabbing me in the back or something and trying to say some fucking smart-ass comment about me not being a juggalo because I've rocked face paint with triangles on it, okay? I've walked out my door. I've tried 5 face paints on, and by that 5th face paint, dude, that I've, that looks cool. Wipe it off and start a new one. That looks cool. Dude, I was like fucking 12 years old at this point making my fucking face paint happen, dude. And by that 5th one,
Wait. Somebody said you weren't a juggalo because you had triangles on your, as for like some face paint type dealing?
It's a good thing you say that, Ghetto, because the Juggalo Handbook says that juggalos do not wear triangles and circles and squares and shapes on their face. Regular.
Well, Adam, show me this lovely Juggalo Handbook.
It's made by Psychopathic Records. It's out there. You could probably buy it on eBay. It's probably not very expensive, but it is hard as shit to find. It's been out since about 94.
Come on. Is it a real thing?
It's a legit book made by Psychopathic Records. Violent J, Shaggy, and the motherfucking Juggalos of Psychopathic Records. But nowhere in the book does it say that you're not a juggalo if you ever have rocked fucking triangles on your face paint. What that book states, fucking front to back, just like the Bible, it states, or excuse me, let me separate the fucking Bible from my goddamn conversation here for a second, because I'm going to cuss it out. But just like any book says, is from front to back, bottom line is, you are that book, okay? And ain't nobody going to be hurt by that book. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to be hurt if you fucking put a triangle on your motherfucking face. But the thing is, you know, a lot of people are very vile and wretched out there. So the second they see me rocking this face paint that I walked out the fucking door with for one day, you know what I mean, just because it was the last face paint I had on, and of course, any fucking person's mind, dude, like, I forget what face paint I had on before that the next day. I ain't going to be able to have fucking the mentality to change my fucking... I just kept putting it on, dude. You know what I mean? I just kept putting it on and walked out the fucking door and walking through the project. Well, the complexes. Let me correct myself before I have a bunch of fucking New York and Boston people call me and tell me that I don't know what the projects are. I walk out into the fucking complex where I get my ass kicked all the time and fucking rocking this face paint, my chains and my fucking wigged out fucking Piccanini haircut, my wigged out hair, and fucking... I'm walking around like that, and I started getting fucking shit on, dude, like, by everybody and their mother, dude. Like, not just people who weren't liking ICP and juggalos, but people who were juggalos trying to say that I wasn't a juggalo because I knew that book, you know what I mean? Like, front to back by the time I was fucking 12 years old, you know what I mean? I couldn't repeat it to you right now, but I can say, hey, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Or I can point out certain little things, you know, off the top of my head, but... Damn it, motherfucking everybody's a goddamn hater, cocksuckers. And I just wanted to put it out there because I got a couple pictures of my old school face paint and a couple different things, and that's the last thing that I wanted to come across when I left Facebook was that, you know, this is the fucking story. If you got something to say, read it, and then you go talk shit and start spitting out of your asshole through your mouth.
You need to realize that, you know, that freaking... Juggalos, man, are just hate each other all the time nowadays, man. It's like not even together anymore, I guess you could say.
That's why I would call it jug. That would be a jug or juffalo or a little juggalo.
No, because I'm saying, like, you know, you could be like
the
downest motherfucker, man, but, like, you're still going to be, a hating son of a bitch.
Or it could be as my idiot friend who called in the one time called juggalos a juggler.
Yeah, or you got some moron like it.
Two, actually.
Well, I think, like I like looking at it. I like what you guys are saying. I like where you guys are standing with it because I get angry, dude, but it's only because I deal with it every fucking day. I can't go to sleep without hearing this fucking noise outside of my goddamn window, you know what I mean? Or waking up and walking down the street and hearing this fucking...
Well, you're going to realize that's what you decided, you know, walk into, man. You know, if you're going to wear some shit, man, somebody's going to say some fucking stupid shit no matter what it is.
Yeah, but I like knocking people off their high horse because when Jesus comes down, you know, when Jesus has come down and he's told people, here's your decision, either choose the right path or choose the wrong path. They choose the right path and then they start sinning all over again anyway. So they end up walking around on this big high horse with a big fucking stick shoved up their own ass that they put up there. And they're like, hey, man, you're in the fucking wrong and I've gotten saved and I'm fucking going to walk around here telling everybody what the fuck is up because, damn it. You're wrong in every aspect, and I'm only wrong in the fucking aspect that I don't fucking realize. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know that I was wrong. But I didn't know I was wrong either, but that person just said I was wrong, and that I knew about
it. So, wait. What exactly makes you wrong, exactly?
Rocking a fucking hatchet man and a Jesus piece, I think, is where my Facebook lies right now. Which isn't a bad thing. It's not like uncommon either. It's very common, but I think
I'm not even sure what the fuck that means.
Like if you check out my Facebook, I got like Jesus.
See, man, here's your first
problem. I love
problem,
my mom
man.
And dad.
You're too wrapped up on the internet, man.
That's one mistake because I get all your brain cells.
You need to stop going on the internet. You need to stop fighting with stupid people because it's pointless. And you need to stop worrying about what people are saying.
Yeah. Well, it just sucks because it always ends up coming in like a big dragon, like people ride the dragon's tail, so to speak. It's an old saying. It's like people ride the dragon's tail. They think that they can get away with all their sins and still get away with hurting other people at the same time and harming other people. And it's like my family, like, it's one thing, like, if I stick up for my Juggalo family, it's because I got so much pride of sticking up for my family, you know what I mean? Like, me and my family, nobody messes with my family, nobody messes with me, I won't let it happen. I'll disconnect the fucking black hole that we're fucking with, you know what I mean? I am the disconnected fear of the black hole at this day. So it's like, I'm not worrying about tomorrow, I'm worrying about how I'm going to bring everybody out with me if it happens, you know what I mean? Because it's not going to be my decision, it's going to be like, you shoot me, dude, and we're reversing time on your ass, freezing time on your ass, and you're going to have to deal with the fact that you're burning in hell now. And, okay, aside from all the confusion I probably just brought to you, nobody messes with my family, and nobody messes with my Juggalo family, period. And when I seen that little Juggalo at 13 years old, that's why I didn't, you know, say, hey, fuck you, little fucker. No, I said, hey, man, please, his name. He takes it in the butt. He likes it. I don't remember what the fuck I said, but it annoyed him. It didn't piss him off, but it annoyed him, and he couldn't really argue with it because he kind of did like it in the butt for arguing that conversation.
No, it's
over. And now everybody else left besides you, me. So everybody's left except now just Adam, get on me.
Now tell me, what good did that do, man, for you saying that?
Got everybody
tell me the point that not every kid, every 13-year-old or every 14, 15, 11-year-old.
I mean, you're fighting with a little kid online, man, like, no matter what the fuck they're saying, man. As soon as you step in, man, you're just going to look like an idiot.
Well, that's fine. If I look like an idiot, that's fine. But the point is,
that's
when a 13-year-old is growing up and growing this hatred,
you're wasting your time, man. You're wasting
there could
your
be
time.
A mirror image of him, like, coming, like, and I should just give it a moment of silence, but the point is, like, these kids grow up and start becoming, like, a rapid circle of, like, aggression and hatred towards all these people, and then that makes people, like, in Arabia or fucking goddamn Iraq and shit get pissed off at us. To the point that they're like, take care of your fucking kid. Like, this kid's saying, take care of your kid who just hung herself, and then these kids are over here, I mean, these other people over here say, hey, why don't you tell your mother to take care of you? Hababaloo, motherfucker. And I'm like,
yeah, the best advice I can give you right now is to stay the fuck off the internet.
Pretty much, and I think Ghetto requested the song, so we're going to play it right now.
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, man. This motherfucker.
Don't let him light up.
Nah, man, we tight. Go ahead, smoke it all to yourself, dog.
Here he comes in that ice cream truck once again, selling bags of bullshit. When it's gonna end, having little ass kids that don't know any better, smoking bags of mud dust and calling it shredded. You can eat your weed, just pop it in like popcorn, because it's all seeds and it's goddamn wrong. I chase fags like you when you show me the bag for trying to insult my smarts with this fucking swag. I smoke crumble and get so high I can't see. Come down and then I got your ass standing before me with a bag of burned floor like
trying to smoke one up.
Mr. Sesame fucking seed ass. Shut up, you need punch for every headache hit that I took. Fuck off my jock before I rock your block and send you back to your connect with your eyes swollen. Money gone, but your weed ain't stolen. Keep that shit.
There's something wrong with your bag. It's more seed than it's weed. Most stems and sticks are done had.
And tell me something, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong with you.
Bitch ass motherfucker, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong.
Sesame seed, no bun, full bag. Instead of weed, you should call it little pebbles of crack. What you got, a bag of jawbreakers mixed with dirt? Why is it every time I smoke my nose bleeding, head hurt? I ain't buying your shit no more, I swear. Need the sticky, icky green with the bright white glare. Keep stepping.
Can't sell him.
Don't need your blunt popping, burning facial hair. I would rather quit smoking than buy your drama. Nightmares in my sleep about the C-Man monster. Chasing me down, serving me up. Seed weasel goes pop when the pipes lit up. When I awake, same old thing. Pillowcase all bloody with my head on sting. I'm aggravated, but what can I do? Weed man wanna be, what's wrong with you?
Mr. Sesame Seed, there's something wrong with your bag. It's more seed than it's weed. Most stems and sticks are done.
the fuck is wrong with you, motherfucker?
What the fuck is wrong with you,
motherfucker? What the fuck is wrong with you, motherfucker?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
The artificial dope man selling bags of trick. It was just crime without the nick. Straight up bullshit. I pulled the car over and I beat his ass down for even trying to sell it. Even at 100 a pound, we must rid the earth. It's wrong, it exists. Either way, we always end up smoking this shit. All you Orville Redenbachers, all you got is seeds. And your shit look like a fucking bag of Rice Krispies. My weed man gets the shit imported from the Sudanese rainforest. Riding that spinach 24s. Then you ride around the neighborhood on a unicycle. Selling that wrong to people who don't know. Right, though, get bitch slapped off it and cough up them greenbacks. I'm needing that. Your weed sack, bitch, you eating that. I'm beating that ass for them headache bags. Just cause of you people don't even smoke like Shaq.
Shut the fuck I'm saying, man. Y'all motherfuckers sell some janky ass shit, man. Y'all sell stems and seeds and shit. If I'm gonna smoke, I'm gonna smoke
fool.
Some creamy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong with you.
God damn, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong.
I don't need no sesame seed. I don't need no sticks and hay. You ain't gonna sell that shit. That weed's more like a giveaway. Raffled off to little kids for their school lunch change. Walking through the neighborhood selling joints of birdseed grain.
Hold up, man. Nah, man.
Voice all raspy. Clothes really stink. Smelling like a bonfire. What you think? Ain't got the nerve to ask where I've been. Far the fuck away from you and your bag of beaner friends. No hard feelings, but your shit sucks. After breaking down an ounce, I only got 3 blunts. So fuck you, weed man, stop selling. I'm not a fucking snitch, but I'm in the mood for telling.
Mr. Sesame Seed, there's something wrong with your bag.
Goddamn right, something's wrong.
It's more seed than it's weed.
Fuck
most stems and sticks are done had.
Fake ass weed man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Fuck is wrong with you.
What the fuck is wrong
what
with you?
What the fuck is
fuck
wrong,
is
with,
wrong
you?
With you?
Man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Beating down brand new Shaggy 2 dope to obliterate your species.
And we're back.
Could you
what up, Lando Cloud?
What up, my ninjas? Happy early 420.
Lando
yeah.
Cloud.
What's up, Ghetto G and Chris? What's happening, guys?
What's going on, you pothead?
Shit, just posted up a new 420 track.
Uh-oh.
On Cloud.
On Cloud?
Cloud City TV.
Well, you didn't finish that. Kind of cut out or something.
You just did on Cloud.
Oh, on Cloud City TV. I'm sorry, I'm on my cell phone, so...
That's cool, that's cool, though. UG's on it.
Hey, you want me to, no, UG ain't on it.
He should be.
Gremlin's on it. Huh?
I said he should be.
I know, right? No, he was chilling with his girl tonight, so we didn't get him in the studio. We just recorded it earlier, which is why my voice is all fucked, because I did a show the night before and then recorded tonight. About to lose my shit.
Well, that's what you gotta do.
Yep. And we grinded. We put down a hell of a show last night, dude. Everybody was like, whoa, shit.
So you had a good turnout?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like 50-plus people for us.
What show was it?
Ultimate Hip-Hop Artist Battle or whatever.
It was a battle?
Yeah. Yeah, Kilroy is one of the promoters around here. He does battles and shit. They get grand prizes and shit and whatever. Whoever, like, sells more tickets or all the above.
Did you win anything?
Huh?
Did you win anything?
No, actually, we got another show from the last show we did. We're going to the Voodoo Lounge, which is at a casino. It's a really, really nice, really nice venue.
There you go.
Wireless mics, and I guess Snoop Dogg performs on the stage and shit.
Snoop Dogg, he was just smoking a blunt on the VMAs this past Sunday.
I've seen the Snoop Lion or whatever the fuck.
Like, I'm just saying, like, they allowed him on TV just to, you know, smoke some weed. Which was shocking.
So what you guys been up to, man?
Fucking nothing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I hear you. Where's Havoc?
It was better because he has to work tomorrow.
He's in Power Ranger land.
Or as we call it, timeout land.
Yeah, he's back to work now, so he got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And we have no clue how the hell he got his job back. You piss in people's shoes, and you get your job back. Yay.
No, it's just because the person that, fired him was in the wrong.
So, Ghetto, if I send you this track, you want to play it?
Well, I won't get it
to your Facebook.
I won't get it anytime soon, so I'm probably not going to play that.
All right. Cool.
Maybe tomorrow or something.
All right. Yeah, that would be good for 420. Are you guys on tomorrow?
We're on every night, basically.
We should be.
All right. I'll tune in if you guys will bump that, you know what I'm saying? I'll tune in and promote you guys and shit.
I completely forgot it was 420 because I don't smoke or anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, actually, I don't smoke anymore either. This is my first 420 I'm not celebrating.
Maybe I should pick it up again or something, you know?
Check this out. It says, Lando Cloud, you make some sick shit. Beats my ninjas. Support my ninjas. They independent.
Did you just give yourself a shout out?
No. The Chaotic Order of the Elite, they posted up the status 11 minutes ago with my news on it.
Oh, I was kind of wondering why you were shouting yourself out.
I was reading it. I was like, oh shit, I'm reading this shit because people be, man, they say some shit. It's just so amazing with the fans how they review this shit, you know? We're getting a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, as we're like, I just pretty much gave up because nobody gave a shit about my music.
I don't know, Ghetto. You got more views than I do on some of your shit.
I'm just saying, nobody will fucking listen to it.
I listen to it, man. You know that.
Well, it's, I mean, it's one person, but, like, I got trying to, you know, pull some people in, but everybody's just like, no, fuck you, I ain't listening to you.
Yeah.
Hey, damn it.
I listened to Will Bless the other day.
How do I get those hits, man?
Oh, there's Adam. Adam's back. He's,
forever, and now you're turning.
He wants to listen to your music, Lando. Send him a track.
All right. You got a link for me?
Yeah, you want email or you want Facebook?
He never gets on his Facebook, so he probably wants his email.
Okay. Adam Pisano at yahoo.com, man. I'll spell that out for you. Adam?
I spell it out. A-D-A-M.
Game straight. F-A-S-A-N-O.
F-A-S-A-N-O.
That's right. F-A-S-A-N-O. At Yahoo.
At Yahoo. All right. I'll send some over from my Gmail.
Damn straight.
I'll send you my new 420 track, man.
Straight up. Happy 420, Ninja Lotus.
Hell yeah. It's been 420, y'all.
Ooh.
Yeah, we just recorded this last night, just in time for 420. It wasn't even supposed to be a 420 track, but it ended up being one because. Came out on 420.
Did you auto-tune it up?
Nope. Not on this one. No, actually, I do a little singing on it, too. You'd be surprised, Ghetto. It's on YouTube.
I don't know. Don't you sing on a lot of tracks?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm a white Tech Nine, remember?
you still... make music with that one dude that sang that Slide Through Your City hook.
Oh, BYC.
Yeah, still singing with him?
Yeah, dude. I still got a couple new tracks coming up with me and him on it. He's doing real big things. You guys need to look him up. He's working with Young Buck, Bubba Sparks. I don't know, just some big people.
What's his name?
Oh, yeah, how'd he do that?
BYC, Beyond Your Comprehension. How do you do that? He went to school at Full Sail and got his schooling for it or whatever. Got his money in. And
it's funny you say that because that's what Chris is going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's
where
everybody's going.
He's going to head. But right now, I'm more or less just going to get, you know, a college degree first, like an associate's before I go there.
Well, mad props to you guys because, Chris, honestly, man, the world's starting to do it, man. A lot of my homie Adam Cobell, he's doing it himself. You can find him up on Professor. He goes by Professor Viles of the FOG, Free to the Graveyard. That motherfucker, excuse me for my fucking promotion here. Damn it. Yeah.
Well, you're really
I thought
you were
going to say for your language.
You're really
what the fuck?
To
us, Google Riot Radio. We don't give a fuck about the fucking language.
Oh, no. It's like, everybody's going to school, though, man. I give you guys mad props for it because the world's starting to fucking. There's going to be a movement, man. The world's starting to move like that.
There's going to be a movement in schools? Is that what you're saying?
Saying that school is the movement. Schooling is the movement. Go to school.
Stay in school.
Even if you couldn't pass kindergarten, stay in school. Maybe you might pass when you're 30.
Wait, hold on. You can't pass kindergarten? How do you
I
not
was saying
pass
that hypothetical. I don't know.
Like, all you got to do is, like, what? Like, take a nap?
Stay in the class.
Don't beat the other kids up. Like, come on, that's easy. And then you get to, like, first grade or something. Then you actually have to learn something in first grade. Yeah, so.
Like, the first letter of the alphabet is A.
A for asshole. Special B for the rest of your life.
B for bitch. C for cunt. D for dykes.
Yeah, fucking. I'm from Maine, but I can't talk like a Mainer.
You can't talk like a what?
Said I'm from Maine, but I can't talk like a Mainer.
And how do they talk?
Yeah, you fucking cocksucker. You motherfucking cunt. You fucking cunt. You fucking cocksucker, you.
Isn't it like people
fucking...
in like Europe or something? Or, so I don't know, whatever the fuck those people were.
If you go northern enough in Maine, you end up hearing a whole other language, dude. I don't understand them. No one else understands them. They just got their own language, dude. Like, you can't talk with those people. You will get eaten a lot. They'll probably kill you, too. The lobstermen are, like, dangerous.
They'll probably kill you. Well, thanks for that.
I probably shouldn't degrade Maine right now because we're vacation land and we're going through a lot of hard times. But just giving you guys a heads up. If you hear some people talking funny.
Probably not going to Maine anytime soon then because they'll kill me there. So what else is up there?
I'll bring you up to Maine, man. Ghetto?
No,
I'll
man,
bring you up to the ghetto.
I'm not ready to die.
He doesn't
want to
get killed, so he doesn't want to go up there.
I'll just go see Big Homie down in Miami.
Miami?
I feel bad for you then. Because you're probably going to kick his ass if you go see him in Miami.
Hey, Adam, I sent over those first two tracks.
Fuck yeah, dude. Send as many as you want, man. I love music, dude. And I love meeting new people.
Well, here's your time to network, man. Send Lando some of your tracks.
Yeah, man. Send him over to me, man. I got a radio show, too.
For real?
Yeah, Cloud City Radio.
Even though you guys do it in the early morning.
Wait, you guys are on in the morning?
No, we do afternoons, late afternoons, something early morning, weekends, nights. Just depends.
Oh, one time you had me up around 10 a.m. promoting it.
Yeah, Wake and Bake.
I was like, why the fuck is it? They have a show now.
Oh, we've had a show for years, man.
Well, I know that much. I never knew when it was on, though.
Oh, yeah, it's random times. It's never scheduled.
How long is it? Like, do you actually pay for it?
30 minutes? No, we don't pay for it.
Can I catch your name? Juggalo?
Huh?
Can I catch your name, Juggalo?
Oh, I'm a ninja, but it's Lando Cloud with a K.
What was that?
I'm a ninja, but it's Lando Cloud with a K.
Lando Clown, okay, with a K.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked, click it, and clown, motherfucker. Like ninja.
Something like that.
I don't care, man. Shoot the jokes. I'm fucking off my rocker.
You got that right.
So, Ghetto, I'm thinking about playing a 420 track. Should I play 420 by KMK or All About the Weed?
Yeah, go with 420, yeah.
All right, cool. Here we go.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be 420 exactly.
Evening.
You know, I got two states of mind. Stoned in the sleep. First I hit the sweet leaf and then I have nice dreams. When I get up, awake and bake, take a piss and shake. My clock shot at 420, what you want me to say? I stay blaze all day. No matter where I'm creeping, hot boxes on your block. And at the spot on the weekends, you'll see smoke rising. Just who could it be? It's my rhyme and crime partner, D-L-O-C-C. Get after me, born and raised in the suburbs. Faded off the blood smoke, don't it at your nurse. Johnny Richter for your nice little handoff. I got some purple cuss, did you bring the sandbox? Let's bounce some buzz, we can make a little keef. Spice up the leaf before we smoke this tree. Everybody in the scene knows you know the most doja. That's why they label us the Cottonmouth Soldiers. A blast, not giving a fuck, doing my thing, blowing rings through the crowd, being loud and obnoxious. Now the shots I did with pop got me feeling kinda nauseous. But I played it cool and pulled a few snaps, big fat pass goals and had a chicken Caesar wrap. Dipping through the whole place, nowhere else I'd rather be the smoker. Weed with my peeps, now I'm passing the D. 24/7, every day, every minute, every body, every stoner. Grab your blood, keep your closure. Beer drinking, beer poppers, ass heads and freaks. All the creatures in the street, heroin addicts and geeks. Mount King signed a one-way contract to see the world and smoke the killer chronic. B-Lo said it, so don't you forget it. It's 4-4-2-0 and I flow.
Just the way that we planned it, so 4-0, yeah, I clocked it, so we
radio.
Yeah. Are you a pothead, you dumb motherfucker?
Not anymore. I'm reformed.
Do you wish you were a pothead right now?
Yes.
We can entitle former pothead?
Fucking too, man.
Or even dreamer. I think pothead dreamer is a good one.
What?
Like, I dream of being a pothead. Me too, man. I'm right there with you, homie. Lando. Motherfucking.
Hell yeah.
Lando Juggalo.
Ninja.
Yeah. Man,
I'm a ninja, not a juggalo.
Okay. I'll get it right,
you close your eyes and you open it, he'll be right behind you, about to kill you.
How's the song go?
Which one?
That you sing. I'm a ninja.
I'm a ninja, so you know I stay blazed, high for days in ways that I can't explain. Do you know what I mean? High up the green till my eyes can't see. I'm a ninja. Yeah, I can't sing, but...
See that, man? He's high off that green, man. He's a liar. No, I'm
saying. K2 is green.
He's high off that broccoli.
The broccoli buzz.
He didn't say them greens, man. He said that green.
I know what he said, motherfucker. Jeez, I was making a joke. Ha ha. He he.
I'm still blazing K2. That's green.
God damn.
That's
can't
the thing we
joke.
Do up here now. We're trying to legalize all K2.
Oh.
Did you just answer yourself?
I think he did. We'll give you 5 points for answering yourself. But also take away 30.
Yeah, you get 5 points, and at the end, they mean nothing.
Because they'll take away 30 because you answered your own question. We're sorry, you got the $1 question wrong on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
There really wasn't a question.
I got the question. Do you guys want to hear the newly revised, I know I've kind of been holding you guys by the nuts by it, man, and kind of trashed out for like 15 minutes on a fucking random ass fucking spree of fucking shit earlier.
Lando, will you please let him know that if he gets angry very easily about things on the internet, he should just stay off of it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's one of those things that gets you nowhere.
See? Lando knows what's up.
Yep.
I figured it out. Been there. Once ghetto, you spit that fucking that shit to me, that intelligence, and you played that track while that track was playing. I kind of realized I was kind of contradicting myself while I was talking, but...
Did you just say I was intelligent? Wow, I never got that before.
Yeah, man. You got some props tonight, because I'm just angry. Fuck the world. Fuck the world.
But yeah, man.
FG-dub.
You worry too much is your problem, man.
Yeah, well, fuck it. I'll never fear man, Nambo, but I'll be fearful of God all day. Damn straight. I never fear man.
Man can just kill you.
Do I want to hear what?
You guys want to hear that lick? You guys want to hear that verse I'm kicking for? Are you guys going to get a sneak peek of Halloween coming up?
Halloween?
Yeah,
I
got
like,
Halloween.
Gonna be
double track.
Well, if you can fit in 90 seconds, go.
Right. This is from the double CD mixtape, fucking Halloween CD that's yet to be named, but it goes, tell me why does these evils try to take me from this life? You're beginning to feel the tash of the talents worldwide. Believe I might get accused for boning your grandmother at her in your home. You're quick to realize she's... Motherfucker. Let me kick this again. I got 90 seconds. Let me kick this again.
60.
Damn it. Tell me why does these evils try to take me from this life? You're beginning to feel the tash of the talents worldwide. Believe I might get accused for boning your grandmother at you in your home. Her in your home. Realize she don't teach you to play the piano no more. Simply fuck that noise, my little cousins. Knowledge is strictly stricken readily for the buzz we've been hearing.
right before I hold you to the floor with this mic. A killer I am, a deadly beast who will bite any motherfucker. Eyeballs my confession to rattle my cage, where you're gonna battle this Cobra King snake, spitting venomous rage when you're mugging on the porch. Grilling me down to see the grimace on your face when your skull hits the ground. I feel your heart pound, I hear your mouth race, but let's see you move them lips once my fist hits your fucking face. What you taste is the blood and the hate given by the haste of a mental case. This is me, and I know you fucking hate that, but this is me, and ain't nobody gonna change that. This is me, so you better get used to that. You better get used to that. Motherfucker.
See, okay. There you go.
Totally,
nice,
totally roughed up right now.
Recording mode. When you finish it up.
We can still hear him, Chris.
He should have hung up.
Don't be a hater, Chris.
I'm not.
Wait, homeboy, Lando Ninja hung up?
No, I'm here.
Oh.
Whoa. I'm just sitting here advertising for the new song and shit.
Uh-oh. He's on that Facebook.
Everybody.
He's sending out that tweet, whatever the fuck it's called.
Somebody walking down the street. What the hell?
Uh-oh. You better get used to that. It happens a lot.
Fucking midnight.
Especially at midnight.
Yeah, especially in wind up.
Havoc. And you need more cigarettes.
Man, he's not going to go get cigarettes, man. He's fucking sleeping.
Well, he's done it other nights.
Well, yeah. There's that.
I wish cigarettes helped me die.
So you don't rap anymore at all, Ghetto G?
I mean, I do, but I haven't made anything in a long-ass time.
Right. Like, so I jumped on that track with you or whatnot.
What track is that? Hello? Hello?
Can somebody play the Jeopardy theme right now?
Where did he go?
I don't know. He's still on, apparently.
Lando?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, there? Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Yes, Verizon, dude, we can fucking hear you.
Fucking hey, man.
What song is that?
We taking
over. Oh, yeah. Well, if you ever decide you want to finish that, you can go right ahead.
Right. I just don't like my singing on it. I think it sucks on there. I recorded it, and I didn't like how it turned out, and I don't want to auto-tune it.
Well, I mean, do it the best you can, or I mean, whatever.
But, I mean, if you don't care if I auto-tune it, I might just have to do that, because I do this one part where I'm singing, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, I pretty much was thinking to have you on the hook or whatever. I mean, if you finally want to do that, then yeah, do that up. I don't care how you do it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you were still wanting to jump on it or not with me.
Oh, that's just kind of sitting there, man. I've been done with that for like a long time now.
Yeah, I know. You've been waiting on me. In like over a year.
And as for that, like, I don't know who else to put on the song, so.
We going global. We going global, one track at a time. We going global.
See, at least you know the melody to it, so that's good.
Yeah. Playing what you like, something like, Juggalo Rider radio.
Wait, hold on. How did this just turn into the industry as punks?
What the fuck?
Oh, I hear you.
No, you just completely changed the song.
No. We going global, one track at a time. We going global, playing what you like, bumping what you like. Take a little ride of radio, radio, radio.
See what I mean when you say Juggalo Rider Radio? It sounds like the industry's a punk or whatever that song goes.
Yeah.
The industry's a bunch of fucking punks.
But that's kind of what I got written for it.
Fuck it, throw it up.
All right.
I mean, you sent me the lyrics that you typed up for it, so I mean, I said I was all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, actually, do you still have them? Like, I
yeah,
don't know where I put
them. How the hell do you move your own lyrics?
That's going to be a no, because I, yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, I got to find them.
You still got the track, though, right?
Yeah.
All
right. I didn't get the version you sent me with you on it.
You don't have that?
I don't think. What email did you send it to me?
Man, I don't even know where the hell I sent it. I think I sent us your Facebook.
How did you? Let me see.
Whatever the hell that was. I don't even. When was I doing that? Like last summer or something?
Yeah. That was right before the summer.
Damn. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got tons of songs just chilling on my computer that still aren't done.
Oh, yeah.
Probably will never get done either because I don't care.
Yeah, I hear you. So you're doing it for fun now and shit, or always Some been of, doing it for fun?
Or? Well, yeah, it's always been for fun. But then, you know,
yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck am I doing this for? Since, you know, I get, like, no feedback at all anyway, except for, like, a bunch of bullshit. Like, your shit sucks.
You don't suck.
It's all right.
Yeah, you're not
happy.
You don't suck.
I understand that my music isn't the greatest, but I could definitely say I'm a lot better than a lot of people that are out there right now.
That are actually trying.
Yeah, that are actually trying really hard and actually got, you know, deals out there making music videos and whatnot.
Right, spending all their money on themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't spend a dime on my music, at least I haven't really.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, let's see, 2012, I think that's 2011. Yeah, so I gotta find 2011 lyrics. Oh, I've been in a write mode recently. Yeah, dude, you should definitely check out the Don't Kill My Buzz track, man. I made the beat to it. Fatty.
Is that the track you were talking about at the beginning here?
Yep. Yeah, the brand new one. We just recorded it tonight, so.
See that, man, when you guys want to do a song, you guys can get it done real quick.
Yep. Well, it usually takes a little bit of extra drugs.
Oh, I'm kind of excited, man. It sounds like a dope track.
Heck yeah. You ain't heard it yet?
No, I haven't. No. I haven't had a computer, man. When I go on the internet, it's from my fucking little cheap-ass phone.
Okay. Well, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Look it up on YouTube, Adam.
Don't Kill My Buzz.
Don't Kill My Buzz.
Get that shit down.
My cousin's got a cross joint rolled.
The fuck?
Cross joint.
Pineapple Express.
With one. Yeah.
That's dope, man.
Huh?
So my dad passed out in his chair. He's like been out for like 5 hours in that chair.
Damn, man. That's like my family too, man. They're always
sitting in the recliners, knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had time enough to go out and get some ass at somebody's house that he said not to go to anymore. I got some ass on
it. Did you just say ass? Ass or
yeah.
Acid?
Ass, not acid. No, I don't do acid.
Yeah, we all heard acid.
Getting chased by midgets or around the parking lot.
Yeah, long
getting chased by havoc around the parking lot.
By midgets in the parking lot. There we go.
That would be havoc. Chasing you.
Yeah. Those underwear.
Called the fire department and told him I had a flame up on my back.
We should make a song about midgets and dedicate to havoc.
Midgets. There you go. There you go, Lando. Make us a beat from The Wizard of Oz.
Well, Oz about it and just havoc on it for being a midget.
You know, the Munchkin Land thing. You could take like that theme. Don't they got like a theme in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like
that.
We represent the lollipop. He tries to get girls big as hell because he's a fucking midget.
Yeah, man, that'd be dope if you make a beat off of that.
You can see
sound
we
like
all
a
just
challenge.
Fucking with that shit.
Kind of like those people that, you know, took the, what the hell, Willy Wonka's thing.
Yeah. That's like the underwear stealing lawn gnomes. They sit outside of your window, they come into your room, they steal your underwear, and then they say, bonjour.
Did he really just bring up the underwear gnomes? Really?
Why
he brought that up?
Speaking in French. What the fuck?
Oui, oui.
Bonjour. Mm-hmm. Bonjour.
Okay, that's all I know in French.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
He's a French model.
Et parlez-vous un peu français?
Bonjour.
I don't know French, but I know Indian. Bonjour, I don't means motherfucker. Motherfucker. And it all changes.
Perfect Spanish.
No, only Havoc can speak perfect Spanish.
Yo hablo un poquito
español. Exactly, he knows it.
Only Havoc.
What is he, like, Uku or whatever the fuck we said say eight? He won't even try to say 1 through 10 in Spanish anymore.
That's funny as hell.
We can make fun of it because it's so stupid.
I think he may get mad if you say that to him again.
You get mad in his sleep. You wake up and start fucking yelling at people.
Man, sometimes I get mad in my sleep.
Sometimes I wake up crying. I start crying all over the place.
The fuck?
I cry and
I don't think you should tell us that.
Yeah, that's what you don't want to say. A juggler by radio unless you want to be made fun of for the rest of your life.
But yeah, Adam wakes up crying because he's a little baby.
Little bitch.
I'm so lonely I cry when I jerk off.
What the fuck?
More fucked up. Okay, Havoc, meet your twin.
I think I said something like that to somebody that said they were going to cry or something over something. I was like, well, let me get your tears so I could jerk off with them.
That's a good one.
You know, mainly just because I didn't care what the fuck they were saying.
Yeah. You ain't a second fat about a boy we shed blood tears.
What about a fat something shedding blood tears?
What about fat bitch shedding tears? On her pussy?
What the fuck? You cut her fat bitch's pussy, man. What the fuck?
Fat bitch on her period.
Oh.
Ew.
We got a situation.
Adam and Havoc, you two go deal with that.
Yeah, it's time for extermination, Drew. Oh my gosh. I gotta watch what I say. Make sure
you imagine those two. Just fucked up.
I don't wanna get thrown in the box for using the word punani.
Dude, it's too late for that.
It's too late. We're in the after hour part and Happy's not here.
Yeah. Nobody actually made it to the box tonight, actually.
I don't think the box really exists anymore.
Well, for tonight, anyway.
Well, until Poofu Ninja returns. I mean, him or Big Homie. One of those two.
Oh, Big Homie, man. Mr. Mr. Negativity.
Mr. I Hate Tech Nine.
He hates everything.
He hates Tech Nine?
Yeah.
Is he? I'm just wondering. He's a juggalo.
You know what? Right? That's what I kind of question. You know, he doesn't seem like he is. You know what I mean?
He's a ninja.
Like, he doesn't talk about like anything. He hates everything.
He's a ninja.
Whoa!
He's just confused.
I don't want to say that either.
Yeah, because he probably hates ninjas too.
He's a big. He's a fat ninja.
I don't know what his deal is.
He like Arabian dancers is what he is.
Arabian dancers? What the fuck?
Yeah.
So are you saying he likes Arabian goggles?
I guess so.
Well, I don't. Like four days ago, man, I just remember him being on a payphone and then him saying that there's this guy walking by and he started going, hop-a-da-da-da, hop-a-da-da-da. And I was like,
the fuck?
I thought he was talking to an Arabian dude. So I figured, well, the conversation went on and I don't remember how the fuck it came up, but all I could picture every time you guys said Big Homie was this dancing Arabian guy dancing around Big Homie.
So Big awesome. Homie took home an Arabian guy and he gave him the Arabian goggles.
Oh my god.
Damn it, Big Homie.
About that when he calls in again.
I knew Homie, Big Homie was a fucking faggot.
We all knew.
Happy 420.
Happy 420, you faggot.
From the central spot.
Damn it, Big
Homie. In the middle of the
net. He's not even here.
This is why he's not as good right now. If he was here, it'd be perfect. Because he'd be defending himself why he's not a fag. Which would just be making
like,
him look more like one.
Like, well, I've run this like page and it has females on it.
Yeah, I have the prostitutes that I sell to people because I'm not a fag. But I don't know how
you
to
know,
fuck any of them because I am a fag.
You know, I actually stumbled across this page, actually, you know, the other day after so long of him talking about it. And I guess the page is all right or whatever because, you know, a bunch of juggalettes all over there, you know, like half naked. So, I mean, that's all right. But as for him running the page, I really don't see him doing much.
Maybe he just calls himself Big Homie and he's really just cross-dressing.
Actually, he calls himself Big Daddy.
That's awesome.
But there ain't no way in hell we were going to sit here every day and call him Big Daddy.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Maybe, dude, you think he just, like, kind of, like, went over Blog Talk Radio, looked for as many, like, which radio station am I going to jump on and pick Juggalo Red Radio so that people would call him Big Daddy?
That is a good question. I don't even know where that dude came from.
Let's ask Kavik if he was on his friends list before the first time he appeared.
Because he sure as hell ain't on my friends list.
No telling on mine.
That's a good question. Now that you brought that up, man. Now we got to find out.
I hope he's not a cross-dressing terrorist.
Cross-dressing terrorist.
I jumped on a writer radio.
That's awesome. maybe Big Homie was behind the whole Boston thing.
Oh my god. Like, you wouldn't notice him.
He would fail at something like that.
I'm gonna go ahead and call it an eve. I got some business to handle.
Are you leaving us?
Yeah.
I'm going to come over and record that track for you, man.
We'll get it done.
Be going Lobo.
Get it done, man. All
right, guys.
I want to hear it.
Rider Radio. Lando Cloud out.
All right, man.
Later.
Whoop, whoop, Ninja Lando. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, y'all.
So here's a question for you about that whole Boston thing. How is it that they got all of that information about these supposed people that did it?
I have no clue.
Oh, well, check this. I was watching the special report. See, after the special report, I didn't get to see them catch the guy. So I know that they shot up his boat. But before that, I remember them saying on the special report that that CNN got a call, or the FBI got a call from his aunts and uncles in the Czech, who were Czech, and they were from Russia. This boy is Russia. He's Russian, but he was over here.
This boy is Russia.
Tell me the country now.
Well,
no, but I know that much because they were talking to the uncle, quote, and they asked him a question like, why do you think they did this? And he said, because they're losers.
Wow.
I was like, wow, man. But then on top of that, like they told people to stay in their houses and all that. Yeah, that was fine. But then they finally let that go and, you know, people started coming out of their houses. And half an hour after that, man, there was more gunshots right after that. I was like, man, people are toying with the fucking police. But then I guess hours later or something, they finally got the dude, and then everybody who was out there was cheering and shit.
Yeah. You know what gets to me, dude, is the fact that, I was watching a fucking, what was it, it was a TV show talking about people get, like, kids get, somebody got murdered, and they went over to this dude's mother's house and started spray painting on her fucking, like, mobbing her house, these regular good citizens of the United States, our community members, went over there to this woman's house and started spray painting, you're a fucking murderer for birthing a fucking son who murders fucking little girls and shit like that. Well, obviously it's not her fault, blah, blah, blah. But we can mob on this chick, we can mob on these people, these innocent people. Well, I can't say she's in it, you know what I mean? She's probably innocent, though, you know what I mean? Her son is the one who went out and murdered this person.
Getting away with murder like Casey Anthony.
But if I would have seen this kid walking around my fucking town, damn straight, whether I caught a bullet or a fucking shrapnel, we would have suffocated the life out of that motherfucker. But
damn it, Adam, you need to just relax. Maybe you need to smoke some weed today.
I do. I try to get some.
You seem too wound up all the time, man.
I need homies to smoke with, man. I could sit here and smoke in my room all day, but that just don't help.
You ain't got nobody around you? You ain't got no friends around you?
You know, I walk 10 hours away from the town that I even have friends in, and that freaking, and even in that town, there are a lot of, like, I don't know, man. Like, I hang out with my friends, and I don't even know, man. I got no fucking life, dude.
Man, I don't got no life either, but I'm just saying, like, you got to find somebody to chill with or something.
Yeah, well, that's why I kind of went out and got some ass tonight.
Well, see, there, you went out, you know, you fucked a bitch. You did something.
Yeah, I know, it's good being productive, huh?
Yeah, shit, man. Even if it was just a strange bitch or something, you know, that you didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, I really don't. But she looks up to my sister. She hates my sister, okay? Her and my sister. What happened is my sister apparently went over there. She accused my sister accused this girl of having sex with my, trying to have sex with my father, okay? And then this girl tells me that my sister's boyfriend, who's 40 years old, and my sister's 14 months younger than me. My sister's almost 23, okay? She accused my sister's boyfriend, who's 40 years old, of trying to fuck around with her, or either following through with fucking having sex with her while she was over here, okay?
Well, my sister goes over there, has sex with two guys up in her room, apparently, according to this girl's story, has sex with two guys in her room, comes out, looks at her and says, "That's what you get, bitch, for fucking trying to have sex with my dad." Well, I know my sister, and that probably did happen.
That probably did happen. Nice.
Okay. Well, anyway, this girl hates my sister. She looks up to my father like a father figure, okay? And me, I think I'm... She looks at me like, I don't know. I think I'm in the middle. I think I'm like on the top of the top there. Like, she kind of enjoys me.
Okay, so your
sister enjoys you?
That's fucked up.
No, not my sister. Not my sister. No. This girl, like, I think she enjoys me, but she's, like, 4 years older than me. That's not nothing surprise to me, though. You know?
So what, man? If she fucking, she fucking.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's where it really comes down to. It's like, I totally agree.
Like, shit, man. What the hell? Why does it matter?
It doesn't. It's just the fact that my sister's got a huge mouth, and it's like, if she finds out, then I'm going to be listening to this, blah, 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 blah. This fucking...
Oh, yeah, she got a huge mouth, huh?
Well, when it comes to me, yeah, dude, well, all right. This can
be... You know me and Gary, both of you dirty thoughts.
Come on, man, you set that up, man.
You really did.
Oh, God. Oh, well, I'm supposed to be setting them up to knock them down, and here, what am I doing here?
Come on, man, you can't be setting shit up like that.
You can't.
Damn you, Lucifer, damn you for eternity, motherfucker.
He is damned for eternity, and for the fact that he doesn't really exist.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, they... Did you know, I was watching this on TV, did you know...
Stop watching TV.
Well,
Stop watching TV.
It's rotting
your
brain.
You want to know my day? My daily schedule sits here. I wake up in the day, I go out to the library until the computer kicks me off for being on the computer for too long. I fucking come back home and I sit here from probably anywhere between 3 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon till about... the time I call you guys, writing music. I get off the phone with you guys, and then I go in and watch TV until about 5 a.m., where I fall asleep and wake up around anywhere between noon and 3, usually. It's a pretty boring life.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, man, do you ever see a movie with Batista in it?
I know there was one, I just never saw it.
It's called, what was it called? House of the Rising Sun.
That movie.
Looking up the movies he was in, there's apparently, like, 5 of them.
I just gave you the name of it.
Yeah, that was released in 2011. There's Wrong Side of Town, which was 2010. Apparently it was in the Scorpion King 3.
Yeah,
nobody
would go fucking
see.
Yeah,
and
nobody wants to see that.
The Man with the Iron Fist or something.
I'm just saying, I saw that movie the other night because it was on TV after I hung up. Whenever Spaz was talking to Havoc, because it was boring, and that movie happened to be on, so I just fucking watched it. It wasn't that bad.
I might check it out.
Although, like, I really don't see Batista being a cop ever.
Or an actor.
Or even that, yeah, man. I mean, that was kind of awkward.
Batista,
apparently,
is...
what I heard, he's going to return to WWE.
I really don't care for him as a wrestler.
Me either.
Like, I haven't seen him in years, but, like, he was part of what? Like, he was part of a group, right?
He was an Evolution.
Evolution, that's what it was. That shit was hard for me to follow. I think around that time I stopped listening
Like I
yeah, there was a gap in there where I stopped watching wrestling for a couple of years, but then I came back. Really don't know why I stopped watching, but I did.
Because the midget was gay and annoying about it.
The midget? What midget?
Havoc.
I didn't even know Havoc at this time.
I'm still blaming on Havoc. Because everything's his fault.
Well, once I met him, yeah, everything was his fault.
Perfect.
Ever since I added him on MySpace and he hit me up asking me if he could play my music on his show, which is this show right here.
Yep.
Damn, that girl got a fat ass.
I motherfucking love my Juggalo family name.
Anyway.
Will you talk about the girl with the painted ass?
No, man, they just...
No, nobody's talking about that girl. Shit.
They just showed this close-up of this chick that was on TV, man. She had this fat ass. My bad, man. It just caught my eye.
Nice and simple and blunt. That's awesome. Can I ask you something, Ghetto?
No.
Maybe Chris. Maybe Chris might even be.
I said no.
Might even know. Come on, guys. You know what I'm. FKR. You guys remember that?
Oh, I don't care about FKR.
Me either.
You guys remember that? You guys remember them on moonfruit.com?
On what?
Moonfruit.com.
The fuck is that? No, I don't.
I don't even know what the fuck that is either.
Okay, well, it's an old school like website you can make your own website on. And that's where they made
an old website you can make a website on.
Yeah, and they have.
Well, that's very detailed.
If you get a chance, you might be able to Google it, dude. But it was like serialkillingrecords187.com or moonfruit.com.
Go to adamfresnoisgay.com.
Exactly. I think that's probably the website.
No, I'm kidding, man. But it could be a website.
Really good.
But I'm saying, like, back in the day, they used to have a website called, like, isgay.com, and you can make up some stupid story, and you know, put somebody's name in the title, and then tell them to go there, and they don't believe you, and then if they did, you know, that story would come up. Like, what the
fuck? I'm going to look up in that site so exist, it's for the hell of it.
Because people made a, you know, of course somebody made one about me, something about some, like, hamsters or some shit. I was like, what the hell is this, man?
Well, the site's not up anymore. You'd have to pay for it. Have you
pay
for that site?
For it. That's fucked up.
Pay $7.99 for it.
Yeah, you used to do that shit for free. That's funny that it's still there, though.
No, it's not. GoDaddy.com. This site's available for blah, blah, blah.
Wait, did you say GoDaddy?
Yes.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
I went to the site and that's what it led me to. GoDaddy.com.
So isgay.com took you to GoDaddy?
Yes.
What the fuck?
GoDaddy.
That's fucked up. That's like where Candace Michelle and all of them did like commercials for and shit.
Yep.
I'm writing a letter to the Ultimate Flame.
Write a letter to Santa Claus.
He might just go and try and kill you on Christmas, if you do.
We're so lucky sometimes, like, the things that I say, I'm lucky they're not being recorded onto the show.
Because dude, they are being recorded.
They
everything
are recorded.
You
everything you say is recorded.
Like, right now it's being recorded?
Yes.
Yep.
What do you mean? Like, people don't listen to this part, though. Like, if you go on a Block Talk Radio, you can only hear the first 2 hours, right?
No,
you
hear
all of it.
No way, dude. I've been on Block Talk Radio a lot.
Go to blogtalkradio.com/juggalo rider radio and go to the archives, and you can hear everything you've ever said on the show.
Pretty much.
Including this right here. Oh,
yep.
Shit.
Well, okay, now, like you went there right now, archives, this wouldn't be up yet, but then again, that's because we're still doing this episode.
Yeah, but every previous episode from this one, you'd be able to hear right now.
Exactly.
Wow. See, I thought it was only the first 2 hours, and then this is like...
Well, nobody can hear it because, you know, it's not live on the phone or the internet, but once the show ends, you can
everybody
go back
can
and you could play it, and then you could hear, you know, what you couldn't hear because it cut you off.
Yep.
I'm so confused. Well, anyway... So
you're always confused.
So
that's
I'm going to try an attempt. If we can all be nice and very nice to her, because I know she's going through a lot of hard times right now. And I'm
who was that?
You're gonna kick me in my ass for saying this, but I'm gonna try to attempt to invite Kissa back onto the show for a night and see if it's gonna happen.
Why would we kick your ass for a night?
I don't know. I don't know everybody's relationship. I know. DeMonica wasn't getting along with everybody, or who
oh,
was it? Was
fuck DeMonica. Nobody likes her.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck DeMonica.
No, she's not getting along with anyone. For some reason,
no
one gets along
well,
with her.
Well, yeah, Ghetto tried to have a relationship with her. And just he hates her.
Wait, with her?
She lives up here.
Yeah, with DeMonica.
as for Kissa, man, Kissa's my favorite white girl. But as for DeMonica, she can go fucking burn...
Die.
Or something.
Die.
Well,
yes,
yeah, because
yes,
I know
die.
Kissa is going through a lot of hard time right now, actually. She's, you guys heard about her situation, about losing her ex-boyfriend.
You know, we haven't talked to her in, like, the longest time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what she had it posted up on her Facebook the other day that she needed a friend, so I texted her. So I get her fucking number. She doesn't always text me back if I text her, but she actually she texted me anyway because, you know, she needed somebody and whatnot. Well, anyway, she got into it. And this is just between us guys because I don't want to put her business out there too much, but she ended up losing her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend. He lost his life somehow. I don't... He ended up... Yeah. R.I.P. Well, anyway... I didn't know if, like, there was a reason why she wasn't showing up on the show or if she was just too busy or what was going on. She just stopped going on the...
She just disappeared, and then on top of that, pretty much everybody on the internet was attacking her, so she never really got on anymore.
Yeah. Remember that.
Yep, those good old people. And now you got those same people on the Chris Penland page saying, you guys shouldn't attack him. Now, what does that solve? Like, really, motherfucker? You were just bashing the shit out of somebody for the longest time, and now you're saying you shouldn't do that?
Wait, is this Chris? Our Chris? Chris?
You
Chris? You
hypocritical
no,
son
no.
of a bitches.
The one that tries to fuck underage girls. That Chris.
Oh, the one you guys were trashing on a couple months ago.
Like,
man,
every week,
trashing.
Basically.
We're still talking about that dude, man. Because this dude is a fucking pedophile, and nobody could do anything about it because nobody really has proof.
Well, we have proof, but nobody really does shit with it.
Well, they got shit on the internet, but, like, you know, like they keep saying, you know, it could be altered.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but that dude's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I get nervous, dude, because, like, I'm all alone up here in Bath. I sat down at the computer, and there was this guy, like, you know when you feel really awkward around somebody, like, you just don't hang around with that person? Well, there was this guy, it looked like he was probably 40 years old, and he was, I go to go into the library bathroom, I open the door, and there's a guy in there, so I fucking shut the door. Sat down, I waited 20 motherfucking minutes for that guy to come out of the bathroom, and he, when I opened the door, he was at the sink washing his hands, okay?
And he kind of looked over his shoulder at me and, like, had this weird look on his face and started washing. He kept washing his hands. 20 minutes later, he's still in there fucking washing his hands.
He wants to rape you.
Yeah, I think he was hoping that
I
would walk in there.
The new single by Ghetto G.
Or we could just play the Nirvana song. Rape me.
Oh, he could.
He's gonna get raped in the fucking library bathroom.
Getting raped in the library bathroom.
No, baby. That would be a... No, I'd hurt someone bad.
I'm just saying, man, that's what that dude was, you know, leading towards if you would have went in there.
And because you suggested we play this song, how about we do it anyways? Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
You.
Hell yeah.
Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me again. I'm on the own.
Yeah, that was a hell of a fucking song.
You never heard Nirvana?
I've heard Nirvana here and there. Can't say that I've listened to them too much.
That's probably my favorite song by them.
Probably one of the best ones they have.
I vaguely remember it.
Well, now something. you're never gonna forget it when you go to the library bathroom.
You're going to be listening to that song full blast and go to the bathroom. Get right by must
dude,
watch
man,
my head for 10 hours, man.
If, you know, if I was, you know, that type of person, went to the libraries, if we so happened to go to the same library, man, you know, and I saw you go to the bathroom, I'd run up there with like a fucking boombox or some shit and start playing that song.
That's fucked up.
Even if there's nobody in there, just you're in there taking a piss or something, I'll just play that song real loud.
And like, fucking ghetto.
I start crying. I start crying and jerking off.
Well, that's just weird.
Yeah, you're a weird fuck.
Nobody needs that.
Yeah, no one needs it.
This is what lonely people do. Lonely people cry when they jerk off.
I don't.
I don't.
I'm pretty lonely, man, but I'm not going to be fucking crying.
No, actually, I don't really know what cry. Yeah, I don't cry, dude. I can't cry.
You don't know what crying is? Is that what you're gonna
say? Yeah, but they were crying earlier tonight, so you can't cry, but you can cry.
I did tear up when I seen that Boston shit going on. I did tear up, no doubt. Like, I was fighting.
Well, here's a question for you: out of all of those people that were there, how did they know it was those two guys?
Good point.
Answer that one. Riddle me that, Riddler.
I have one as well. If it's those two guys and they were on the FBI's search list for like 3 years, the past 3 years, then how the hell did they not know that was going to happen? Riddle me that.
They were on... Wait. You just told me... What did you just say? They were on FBI's most wanted list for 3 years?
They were on the FBI's watch list. For the past
Are you
3 years.
Serious? I didn't hear that.
The one guy was on the FBI's watch list for the past 3 years. So if this was going to happen and the one guy was already on the watch list, how the hell did it happen?
This is a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old we're talking about.
No, there was 26.
No,
and
he's like
dead.
26 or 28.
He's dead now.
The dead one's 26 or 28. And he was on the FBI watch list for like 3 years.
See, what I've been reading in the paper, like I got like three newspapers with the articles, and what I've seen on today, they said it was a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old.
Well, then they changed their story.
Yeah, they're trying to change their story, like the media always does.
Like, they don't even look 20. They look like they're 18 years old.
Well, I'm saying they also, in the midst of this whole bombing thing, they thought it was smart to rob the 7-Eleven, too.
Yeah, a couple stores.
Exactly.
They robbed three stores, dude. I remember that. They stuck up three stores on the way through, throwing bombs out of their windows.
Not only bombs, they were fucking pot bombs. Like, literally, they were bombs made in, like, pots.
Wow. This is ridiculous, dude.
Exactly.
Like, it's so ridiculous. And how, and that's a good question, Chris, man, and Ghetto, man. What the fuck? They were on the FBI's most wanted list, dude?
Well, they were on the FBI
into...
watch list. The oldest son was for 3 years. His mother said that when they called his mother.
Wow. And they got into... They were going to a college. They're college kids.
Yeah.
The one
they
dude dropped
to...
out because of the fact that he had a family. The one who died.
And they kept stressing the fact that the one, what was that, like, converted to, like, Muslim or some shit and was... or something like that.
Exactly.
A Russian kid who's Muslim.
I don't know. It was something like that, man, because they kept talking about
Islam or who the hell cares.
No, I definitely heard that, too. They were one of them was definitely Muslim, if not both.
Yeah.
But that's fucking ridiculous. That's a bad dude right there.
Well, here's something that they don't show you, you know, over and over again on the news like everything else. They didn't show you the person standing on top of the building across the street from the bombing.
Exactly. I mean, I saw that. I was thinking that person probably had something to do with it.
Yeah, right? Like, why is there somebody on top of that building over there?
There was somebody on top of the building?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
right when it happened.
Well, check this. On a special report today, they were saying the FBI has arrested, three people at the college that they went to who were affiliated with these two and actually helping them set this plan up. Like three of their friends at the Boston College or whatever the fuck college they were going to over there.
Well, see that, man, because there was no way that, like, you know, two people did that shit.
No way.
Exactly.
No way. You don't...
I mean, I personally think it's a false flag attack, but then again, I think a lot of the attacks are false flag.
Well, yeah, it probably is, you know.
Damn government.
Fucking government.
I mean, honestly, if they said that the one guy was on the FBI's watch list for the past 3 years, how the fuck could it happen, you know?
He wouldn't have been able to get into the Boston Marathon without people watching him, dude. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Which is, every time something happens, we get an attack on our country, people become lazy. And I don't mean it like in an ignorant way, but everybody does. You stay up all night watching these fucking, this shit happen, dude. Everybody's got their fucking hopes all high, and they get all tired, they fall asleep, they forget, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you fall asleep, you're so tired, dude. The next day, you don't know what the fuck. You wake up and you don't know what the fuck to do. You wake up and everybody's just fucking kind of lazy about it, dude. You can't figure that somebody's going to walk up with a fucking couple bags and blow up a fucking street, dude, you know? And
exactly. I mean, my one sister lives in Boston, and, I mean, their whole city was on lockdown until, you know, they caught him, basically.
She was in that area, huh?
She was in Boston. So, I mean, she was kind of around the area.
Yeah.
When, you know, it happened, but not right there. She wasn't, like, there at the time. But, you know, close enough to it where she, you know, felt it. You know,
yeah.
Same city, all that shit. But, I mean, honestly, with this whole thing happening, I just think it was a setup because how the hell, if his mother said that he was being watched by the FBI for the past 3 years, you know what I mean? It's just not possible.
Because even our government, they get lazy, dude. You know, like, they got so much shit, especially our government, dude. Like, people who are working to try to catch all these terrorists, dude. Like, they got so much work ahead of them, dude. It's like, how are you supposed to, it's like catching needles in a haystack when this shit happens, dude. It's like, you got to prophesize that something's going to fucking happen. And we don't, we as Americans don't got that kind of a mentality. Because we don't sit here, good Americans don't sit here and say, hey, I would blow up that street like this. You know what I mean? Like, we don't say that.
Well, I mean,
just
if you're going to do something like that, you don't talk about it, if you're smart.
Duh.
Yeah. And it's hard to prophesize that something
Adam.
Like that's going to happen, you know? Wait, what?
No, you just talked about saying I'm going to do that, and now they're probably going to track you.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying as like, people trying to catch these terrorists, us Americans, our good citizen Americans, trying to catch these terrorists, we have to prophesize that something's going to happen. You know what I mean? We got to sit here and say, hey, you know, like, we have an event coming up. We have to watch out for these certain things. And, yeah, everybody's watching the fucking race. They ain't watching every last person walking by them.
Yeah, but why the hell did they decide to set a bomb at this race?
It's a good point.
What were they aiming for down there?
Well, the only thing that I learned, because watching CNN for the whole fucking day, basically, was that they found a whole shitload more bombs in their apartment.
They
did?
But I'm just saying, like, why was there a bomb at this race, man? Who were they trying to kill? Or were they just crazy people and just wanted to blow some people up?
I'll go with crazy for 100.
And how did nobody see some random bomb or something?
Exactly. I mean, you should at least pay attention to your surroundings, whatever's going on.
Or, like,
I mean,
see some strange bag or something, you know?
You guys remember the day after it happened? There was one black kid that they caught. He was a dark, what they said, dark colored.
He said some black kid that he went in to say dark. Obviously,
some dark black kid.
Yeah, well, they use the word dark colored skin kid, or whatever. Dark.
Those are some weird ass people.
Yeah, well, they said dark colored skin in the news. They said FBI has arrested I took it into custody, or they were looking up these videos and said that we seen one dark colored skin kid with
just like
a black
African American.
He wasn't African. He was like Muslim or something, dude. But he was like he was going to college, and this kid is just, he's dark skinned, and they thought because he was carrying a backpack, a duffel bag, that it was him. And now in the paper today, I read that he's afraid to even go back to school because he got fucking questioned, and then all these people around him are eyeballing him. And fucking one guy was talking onto his phone while looking at this kid while he was at his track meet or something like that. So he's afraid to fucking go out of his father and his mother won't even go to work because they feel like they're going to get attacked at work because they were wrongly accused, and it's always going to be held above their head, they said.
What, that was like some other story. That was just like some other story on the news today or something. Some kid walked into his school with a rifle. Just, you know, chilling on his shoulder or whatnot. But then they went in and got him, but he didn't even have any ammunition and shit. The fuck you walking into your school with a rifle for, man?
Well, here's my question, because I was, you know, traveling the day after this happened, like, you know, here to Virginia, which I did. Like, my question is, though, why the fuck, when I got to, you know, the Philadelphia train stop, you know, when I was kind of waiting for, you know, the transfer train, why the fuck did they have, like, three cops with rifles inside the train station?
The fuck?
Yeah, literally, they had three cops with huge-ass rifles in the train station and drug dogs. I mean, I can understand the drug dogs, you know, the dogs searching for bombs and stuff. I mean, that's understandable. But
they really think that dude was going to come back?
Well, you know, of course, you know, the day after, they're going to have, like, you know, higher security, and they do have the drug dogs, naturally.
But I'm just saying, they got all those damn police and shit, right? But then, like, they could never find this dude, like, for, like, four to five days.
I was like, what the fuck? Their
That's
police
what I'm wondering.
Suck. I was like, why the hell did he just leave the state?
Yeah, right? Like, what the fuck did he just stay there for?
They said that he was going to... They started searching Connecticut. I'm like, well, have fun, Havoc.
Have fun, Havoc.
I didn't say anything about that to him, but it's like, they said the cops were starting to go search Connecticut.
Dude, man, I think Havoc got something to do with all these incidents going on around in that area.
Yeah, and also the Texas power plant, whatever, explosion thing.
Come on, that wasn't him. That was a big-ass explosion. He couldn't pull something like that off.
Yeah, he just wanted to pull something like that off.
I'm just kidding, man. Havoc's going to be the mastermind behind all this.
Yes, he will be. And just he's too small to pull off that explosion in Texas.
Oh, my God.
By natural causes.
Yeah.
There was one guy, he came off of the race. He was actually running the race, and he crossed the line just as one of the bombs blew up, okay? Him and his wife, right? And his wife was supposed to be at a restaurant, and he's like, well, I knew that she never listens to me anyway, so she might have been near the blasts, and I got nervous because I crossed the finish line and after that bomb blew up, come to find out she was near the finish line. She took a picture of him and then the bomb blew up. They found each other. She was all right. He goes down to Texas because that's where he lives, and then he watches that fertilizer plant blow up. He's like, I've never seen an explosion in my life. He's like, and then all in 24 hours, I've seen two explosions.
It was
him. Well, technically, it was three.
He did it.
Of course.
You just can't be into both of those places where shit's blowing up and not have something to do with it. Come on.
I know my homie's down
exactly.
In Texas, right around Austin.
What's that guy's name?
This guy? It's in the paper. I'll go look if you want.
It's going to be
by
him.
The time you look, we're going to be kicked off.
The cops,
yeah.
The cops should be going after that guy.
Well, go look it up and get on Facebook who it is.
No, don't tell me.
Or me.
Yeah, may as well tell me. Great.
Did you guys hear about that guy who went to school? He went, like, it was in the paper, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago maybe. This guy went to this college and he started knifing people, dude. Like, just out of nowhere, started cutting people in the face, people in the throat.
Damn, people.
That sounds like a fun dude to go to college with. I want that to be my roommate. I go to Westchester University.
Damn,
I'm going to look at it right now. I'll get that name.
Well, you better hurry up.
Yeah, and either send it to me or get it on Facebook.
You got like a couple seconds.
Pretty much.
His last name is Berti. Berti, that's Bertie. And his wife is Amy.
All right, we're coming for you.
Berti.
Yeah, and that teen bombing suspect kid, that's